You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Katie Zolkowski. The newest Onondaga County executive is presenting a series of town hall meetings in an attempt to reach out to the public and get better acquainted. Ryan McMahon wants to know what is on the minds of Onondaga County residents and how to best reach community goals. He says in order for that to happen, he wants to be accessible.
The great thing about being county executive is you represent every person in the county. I want to be their advocate at the county level, and I want to bring that voice to Albany and Washington when I have to. And to do that, I need to know what they need me to talk about. I need to hear their voices at times.
He says poverty isn't just a problem in the city of Syracuse. It also spans into the suburbs and rural areas of the county.
We are knee-deep in the poverty problem because we're the ones who have the responsibility and the task of dealing with Medicaid, dealing with temporary assistance, with all of our programming. So this is what we do. So we need to, instead of just administer these programs.
That's why the county executive wants to constantly be searching for strategies to address the root causes of poverty and not limit the discussion to just once a year when the annual reports are published. McMahon also wants to modernize public infrastructure below the ground, like water and sewer systems, to improve neighborhoods and add jobs.
And that goes into our second, topic of economic development and what that looks like with a job retention-based strategy, re-engaging with our businesses that are here to look at what expansion opportunities we have. Can we recruit suppliers of these businesses? Look and specifically target economic clusters.
McMahon already met with constituents in Fayetteville, as well as at Onondaga Community College and the Southwest Community Center in Syracuse. His next stops are Thursday night at Skaney Atlas Town Hall at 6:30 p.m. and Clay Town Hall on Tuesday, December 11th. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, waer.org.